Delighted to be here today representing our group back in New York, Debbie Hassan, Eustace Hsu, Alan Felix, and Hunter McQuistion. First of all, I have to know which button to push. Okay, good. Right click on the mouse. There we go. We have to acknowledge our funders, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. I'm grateful for their support. Couldn't have been done without it. And also, I want to acknowledge our colleagues at the New York City Department of Homeless Services. New York City is the only city in the nation where there is a legal right to shelter. So we have a large city agency that runs shelters and funds all of the major programs for homeless people. Jay Bainbridge, who is one of the assistant commissioners, actually suggested the topic for today's presentation, gender and homelessness. We all know that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, but there are lots of gender differences that have been observed among the homeless that have implications for service delivery. About two-thirds of all homeless adults are men. This is well established. It's give or take two-thirds, three-quarters. Although numerically a minority, single homeless women report greater childhood adversity, greater life stress in adult years, greater trauma and victimization, and more psychiatric hospitalizations. Gender differences have been studied among runaway and homeless youth and also among single adults, but gender comparisons among first-time homeless single adults are rare in the literature, and we do think that understanding the differences that people present when they first enter shelter has important implications for planning services. So I'm going to describe the study that we did very briefly. This was a longitudinal study, an 18-month follow-up study. We started out with 200 men and 200 women, interviewing them at baseline, and then at six-month intervals for the 18-month period. Today, I'm just going to be talking about the 351 cases that we were able to follow for the entire duration of 18 months. Inclusion criteria. We were interested in getting people who were legitimately first-time homeless, in other words, their first shelter admission, people who had not been homeless for more than 2 weeks, and that means living on the streets or in some other public location. And we confirmed this with Bruce Link's homeless history form, just to be sure that we had a first-time homeless sample. And we relied heavily on our colleagues who were running the shelters to alert us to all of the new admissions. Our sample pretty much consisted of a consecutive sample of new admissions to the extent that that was possible to operationalize. The age range, we took people from 18 to 65. We did interviews in both Spanish and English. And we wanted to be sure that people in the study remained in New York so we could follow them, so that was also an inclusion criterion. In terms of recruitment, the sample was selected over a 12-month period to include newly homeless persons throughout all four seasons of the year. And again, recruitment was carried out in New York City Department of Homeless Services assessment shelters. These are the main portals of entry into the shelter system. So you have kind of a funnel. You have everybody having to go there first. So this way it's easier to capture a first-time homeless population. In New York we have six assessment shelters, three for women and three for men. Some of the things we looked at in terms of gender differences, we looked at sociodemographic factors, childhood antecedents, foster care placement, family disorganization, history of abuse, mental health and substance abuse treatment history, arrests, reasons for homelessness, and current psychiatric status and substance abuse. We used the structured clinical interview for DSM-4, so we were able to look at diagnosable psychiatric disorder and substance use disorder. And we also looked at social adjustment. Now, we found that there were lots of common characteristics, common features that both genders presented with. Average age between 35 and 40. The vast majority of participants were Black and Hispanic. Most were American-born. Two-thirds had not completed high school, and this is pretty consistent with the literature on homelessness. 88% were unemployed at the time they entered the shelter. However, 34% of the men and 29% of the women had some earned income just prior to entering the shelter. And also, 30% of the men and 39% of the women had some form of benefit income when they entered the shelter. Now we'll look at the differences, and these are just straightforward differences, statistically looking at the differences between men and women. You can see here that on reasons for homelessness, interpersonal reasons, interpersonal conflict, separations, being evicted from a doubled-up or family setting, and economic reasons were the most important for both genders. The only gender difference had to do with being released from hospital or jail. There, more men than women had that as a reason for homelessness. In terms of childhood antecedents, you can see here that women were more likely to have experienced childhood physical abuse and childhood sexual abuse, and they came from more disorganized families. We used an index of family disorganization that consisted of 8 different variables, things like parental mental illness, parental substance abuse, parental criminality, dependence on welfare during childhood growing up years, nurturing constancy, and women came from more disorganized settings. What's interesting here that wasn't statistically significant is that 26% of the women and 18% of the men had experienced some form of out-of-home placement in childhood, either in a foster home or being placed from biological parents, away from biological parents with relatives. Now, if we look at substance use disorder and substance treatment for substance use disorder on admission to the shelter, you can see that the men were more likely to have had both lifetime and recent substance use disorder, and they were also more likely to have had some form of treatment for alcohol abuse. But what I want you to see here, too, is that very high percentages of both genders had some form of substance use disorder. 58% of the men lifetime and 38% of the women. And that's, I think, very important to keep in mind in terms of service needs. Looking at psychiatric diagnosis, more of the women had a DSM-IV Axis I psychiatric diagnosis than the men. This was accounted for primarily by greater mood disorder among the women. Men, however, were more likely to have antisocial personality disorder. Women were more likely to have had a psychiatric treatment history. Again, look at the percentages of people in both gender groups who had a DSM-IV Axis I diagnosis at admission, 46% of men and 58% of women. Also interesting on this table are the psychotic symptoms, the relatively low percentages compared to some other studies that have revealed much higher percentages of psychosis among homeless people in shelters. Now, we used the positive and negative syndrome scale to look at the positive, negative symptoms of psychosis. Positive symptoms meaning hallucinations, delusions, negative symptoms meaning things like social withdrawal, some cognitive impairment. We didn't see any differences in the median scores, but you can see that the women had a much higher spread, a broader spread of scores. Now, this modified Erickson Psychosocial Stage Inventory, or the MEPSI, measures psychosocial adjustment in adulthood that's reflective of successful accomplishment of Erik Erickson's 8 stages of personality development. Things like being able to trust, being able to set goals in life. There are 80 items in this, and it has a 5-point Likert scale. You can see that the women are just slightly better adjusted than the men, but overall, the lower score is better adjustment. So overall, this group was not terribly well adjusted. Arrests. Men more likely to have had an arrest history. And if you look at the specific kinds of offenses that people get arrested for, men were more likely to have all of those different types of offenses, misdemeanors, drug-related arrests, felony arrests, except for prostitution, which was, of course, more common in women. In conclusion, first-time homeless men and women have markedly different profiles in histories of childhood adversity, reasons for homelessness, psychiatric and substance use disorders, prior treatment and arrest history. Women more likely to have Axis I psychiatric disorder, have experienced greater childhood adversity, and to have had more psychiatric treatment. Men more likely to have substance use disorder, arrest histories, antisocial personality disorder. These differences underscore the need for gender-specific services to address the respective problems that men and women present at shelter entry that may impact on their ability to achieve lasting housing stability. And that's it. Thank you.